Hi again, everybody. Welcome to Corn Comments, the radio program that the folks who are the foundation for our food and fuel industry, South Dakota's farm and ranch families. Brought to you by the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, a volunteer group of farmers who work to promote corn in our state and around the globe. As prices at the pump and grocery store have risen lately and global unrest, among other issues, seems to be fueling higher costs of commodities overall, some folks have asked me if we can grow enough corn to ensure food security and energy security. From what I'm hearing from our state's corn growers, that's a definite yes. In fact, they go so far as to say it's not even a problem on their radar. That's because field corn is an abundant, affordable, sustainably grown crop. Science has helped growers get more bushel from fewer acres with less inputs. Best of all, the corn kernel can be used in its entirety, making it an economical food ingredient at an affordable price. The industry is also able to provide plenty of corn to become livestock feed, fuel, and bio-based industrial products. Less than a third of the U.S. corn crop is used in fuel. Nearly half of all corn grown in the U.S. is used to feed animals and people, and 20% is exported mainly as animal feed, meaning 70% of corn's demand comes from feeding animals and humans. While you may see the price of corn and other commodities making the news because they're higher than they have been, it does not translate directly into higher food prices. Instead, the USDA shows that retail food prices are actually less volatile than the price swings farmers earn for what they grow. Overall, food inflation has decreased as the ethanol industry has grown. Since May is World Trade Month, I'd like to share a statistic that may surprise you, as it did me. For 19 of the past 20 years, we've exported more than 2 billion bushel of corn to countries like Mexico, China, and Japan. Remember what I said earlier, that's just 20% of our annual corn crop, which means there's a whole lot of bushels that can become whatever we need them to be. There's many benefits derived from supporting our state's ag industry. At the top of the list is the food and energy security of this nation. Hey, be safe, and thanks for what you do.